His father changed the Washington Bullets name to the Washington Wizards. Now, the son of the late Abe Polan is weighing in on the Redskins name controversy. Joining us live is Bob Polan, Distinguished Professor of Economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Good morning. Great to have you with us.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So your dad made a similar move as what a lot of people are calling for Dan Snyder to do. Tell us about your dad's decision to change the name.
My dad was loved his team with a deep passion. He wore his championship ring every single day, his Bullets championship ring from 1978. But over time, he was very concerned and upset about the implications of the name of calling his team the Bullets, that it would seem like it was something cool. Now, he understood, of course, that if he changed the name of the team, he was not going to be stopping gun violence in Washington or anywhere, but he hated the association over time. It all crystallized for him when Yitzhak Rabin, who had been the prime minister of Israel, who had negotiated the first peace agreement with the Palestinians, when Rabin was assassinated by a fellow Israeli Jew, in fact, at a peace rally in Tel Aviv. And after that, my father said, that's just it for me. I can't have my team associated with people killing other people with bullets. And that's how he changed the name.
You have said of Dan Snyder and the Redskins that he simply has to admit that he has been wrong. He needs to recognize that the most ethical thing he can do is to stop upholding a name that he says Native Americans, you say Native Americans consider a racist slur. How do you get that message to Dan Snyder in a way that anybody else who's tried to make this argument and has made it before has failed? So how do you succeed?
Who knows? I don't know Dan Snyder personally. And I was asked to write this article by the Post. So I just felt like, sometimes you just hold on to a position and, you know, there is some argument on his side that this was the traditional name and people love the team and so forth. And, you know, you box yourself into a corner and you can't get out. I thought maybe the easiest thing would be to suggest to Dan Snyder, just think about it, and you had a point, but you're wrong, and just admit you're wrong. You know, as I think I said, show some true grit. I mean, the most courageous thing all of us can do is acknowledge when we're wrong.
So do you think owners have a social...
Wrong, and we can all move forward appreciate the team.
Bob, are you saying that you think owners have a social responsibility other than just an economic responsibility to put a good team out there?
I definitely feel that way. That was certainly my father's view, that he really had a community resource, and it was up to him to really manage that community resource in a way that was respectful to the community. And Dan Snyder should feel the same way. And if it may be that a lot of Native Americans aren't offended by the team's name, but most of them are, and we need to show respect to people. You know, the world has moved forward, and their standards are changed, and what we need to do to respect different communities in our society have risen, and Dan Snyder needs to recognize that.
Bob, quickly, the WTOP has done our own study. We call it the Beltway Poll, that found 61% of folks in this area don't want the name changed. So if there is a name change that does occur, are the fans going to get over it?
Why not? I mean, if you like the football team, I mean, really, what difference does it make what the team's name is? I mean, as I wrote in the Post article, I myself was a massive Redskins fan. You know, as I said, we named my brother after two Redskins players, the quarterback Eddie LeBaron and the halfback Jim Padole. I bet nobody's ever heard of Jim Padole anymore. And that was my suggestion, and my father was also such a Redskin fan that he actually took my suggestion, and my mother was nice enough to go along with us, and that's my brother's name, James Edward Polan, after two Redskins. So you know, let's do something that is respectful to other communities. And at the same time, everyone can love the team. There's not going to be a problem.
All right. Listen, Bob, great having you back with us this morning. Thanks so much. And like you, we all miss the passing of your father. Almost every day we think about him here quite fondly.
I really appreciate that. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Bob Poland is a distinguished professor of economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, of course, the son of the late A. Poland, who was the owner of the Washington Wizards.